Maybe we're not as dumb as we thought we were.
That can't be true.
I'm just kidding. We're idiots. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But I remember when I was a kid growing up, like, I always pictured scientists as these ridiculously smart, highly ethical, super geniuses wearing white lab coats inside like a laboratory in a volcano, and they dedicated their lives to curing diseases and advancing technology and solving all the world's problems.
Yeah, and there's lots of gadgets, lots of beakers.
But then you get older and you see some of the things that these researchers are actually getting grant money to study. Things like, why is a banana peel slippery when you step on it?
Oh.
Do pigeons prefer to poop on paintings by Picasso or Monet?
Monet makes more sense to me.
But can taste buds become taste buds with benefits? I don't know.
Wait, am I tonguing my tongue right now?
Let's spend $70,000 trying to figure that out.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that's the thing. Anyone can go to school.
Yeah. And then you realize, oh, yeah, it turns out scientists can be just as dumb as any of us. In fact, some of them are so dumb, there's actually an entire award ceremony created just for them called the Ig Nobel Prizes. That's a spoof on the real Nobel Prizes, which honors actually groundbreaking discoveries and breakthroughs. The Ig Nobel Prizes, meanwhile, honor the most head-scratchingly stupid studies of the past year.
Oh, I love these.
And the award winners for 2020 were just announced. So.
It's so weird that we go over these and we don't cover the real Nobel Prizes.
Yeah.
It's very
strange.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we're not smart enough to understand those. These ones we'll actually get. So let's go over some of the best ones, like the Ig Nobel Prize for Acoustics was given to a team of researchers in China, and they set out to answer the question, what do alligators sound like when they huff helium?
What? How do you even get an alligator to huff helium?
I don't know. I want to know, though.
They put him in a hyperbaric chamber and then pumped helium into it, and then they listened to the noises the alligator made.
These guys are high. Right? Like, there's no way you would come up with this idea sober.
Yeah. The alligators just die. They're like, whoops.
Well, we forgot the oxygen, didn't we?
That's the wrong...
Dang it.
I mean, they definitely came up with this idea after going to a birthday party and they saw somebody sucking a balloon and they were like, oh, we should do a whole study about this.
Yeah, but with alligators.
What do they sound like?
Well, they found the alligator's voice did have a higher pitch.
The helium did the same thing to an alligator's voice box as it does to ours.
The Ig Nobel Prize for Psychology went to a duo of researchers who tried to determine if the shape of your eyebrows could be a sign of narcissism.
And well, hold on, what's the study? I've always been complimented on my eyebrows.
They had participants look at photos of hundreds of people's eyebrows and guess if they were narcissistic or not. And they found people with the thickest and most dense eyebrows tend to be the most self-absorbed.
Jeffrey, you got some pretty thick brows right there.
Oh, Jeffrey.
I mean, are you hiding something about yourself we didn't know?
I know, cause... you're just jealous of him, Brooke. That's all.
He's like, you just want to be like me.
You're damn pretty,
I'm
aren't
the best,
they?
Brooke. But thank you for talking about me.
We're talking about this year's Ig Nobel Prizes, which are awarded to the most hilariously weird and pointless studies of the past year. The Ig Nobel Prize for Economics went to a research team in Europe who tried to find the relationship between different countries' national income and the amount of mouth-to-mouth kissing that happens there.
Oh my God, I love this.
These are actually really cool. And
do rich countries open mouth kiss more often?
Well, I bet less. I bet they're like,
but that's the thing. We're awarding them for this stupid research, but I really want to know.
I
know.
Do now.
Yeah.
Well,
seriously.
I'm invested, Jeffrey.
Just as they hypothesized, they found countries with lower average income have way more mouth-to-mouth kissing.
Interesting. So, I thought it would have been the other way around.
And actually, not all the prizes go to scientists.
Okay.
Like, the Ig Nobel Prize for Peace was awarded to both the governments of India and Pakistan.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Peace isn't very good for them.
No, that's been rough to come by for those two countries.
Yeah.
But lately, their diplomats have been secretly ringing each other's embassy doorbells in the middle of the night and then running away before anyone has a chance to answer the door.
They're doorbell ditching each other.
This is great.
Their diplomats are trolling each other at the embassy.
Oh my God.
Dude, what they need to do is put the poop in the brown bag and light it on fire.
That's going to start a war, dude.
The Ig Nobel Prize for Management went to 5 professional hitmen in Guangxi, China.
What? Okay. Hitmen being rewarded?
Well, because one hitman was hired to take out a guy over some real estate business dispute. But for some reason, he didn't want to actually commit the murder. So he subcontracted the job to a different hitman for a smaller fee, who subcontracted the job to another hitman for an even smaller fee, who subcontracted it to a fourth guy, who subcontracted it to a fifth guy, and the fifth guy never did it. So the hit never happened.
See, you know, that's what I always say. Can't find a good hitman these days.
And then
hire local.
And finally, the Ig Nobel Prize for Material Science was awarded to a team of researchers from Ohio who conducted an actual study to determine whether knives made out of frozen human feces are viable cutting tools.
Oh, gross!
That is so gross.
Poop knives?
And what are they cutting?
The two colleagues spent 8 days
Shut up!
Pooping in a bag
and
then fashioning knives out of it.
Oh my God.
Then they froze it. And once they were frozen, they tested the turd knives on some pig meat. And what happened? Well,
I don't care.
According to I'm curious. Don't you want to know?
No. I don't.
If you're in a pinch,
you might need to use this.
Well, according to their publication, the knives just melted without making successful cuts. So after days of research, they had to conclude knives made from frozen poop are not good to cut with.
They were like watching Naked and Afraid. Yeah. They're like, man, if these guys were in the wilderness and they could make their own knives.
That's true. But this is the one time someone would be like, no, 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 don't do the dishes.
Yeah.
Don't wash the knives.
For one, I'm very thankful that they did that study because I was this close to buying a set off QVC. So thank you to that team of researchers. Your $500 free money phone tap is coming up right after this.